open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Open Mic had two guest DJs for a total of 0 hours, 42 minutes, and 36 seconds.
Welcome to the SDF
Hello
conference.
Hello and welcome. This is SDF Open VoIP. To join the conversation, please dial 929-299-1269. That's 929-299-1269.
Open voice now. Chef, bade y griega u an for play. Eating up the splice rooms.
I think he was playing keys when we tried it out.
Yes, no, it's open mic. Talk to me, my robot pals.
One other party is in this conference.
1088 from your SIP account.
Hello?
X-2181 is a strong accent.
I'm Grizzly. Is this now open VoIP?
Who is on 1088? Yes.
Is Kalimbia regular pone butinede?
Hi, Open VoIPer. Who are you?
Lol XD.
Hello. Open VoIP is 1 hour.
Sing us a song.
I think S
colon P
XDDD Deuced Airway.
Excellent.
Sing it.
I love the trailing echo. Ha ha ha.
Why is the echo?
This almost reminds me of that Max Headroom signal hijack incident low.
79 C moll.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Guys, how long is open my open VoIP?
Open VoIP is 1 hour.
Love that analog max headroom hack.
Okay,
so
thanks.
55 minutes. Quentin, yeah, it's hilarious.
I never
Quentin also hates Chuck Zdarsky.
Voice to another.
Nostalgia Nerd did a good deep dive about it. Hada.
Okay. Who heard it?
Anything new come to light in the past few years?
He mentioned some things I didn't know, but it might be common knowledge.
What? Was mache ich ja hier ja überhaupt? Ich weiß nicht, was ich hier mache. Ich will jetzt mich umbringen. Sorry. I'm stressed.
Claudium just wants to watch YouTube videos for the rest of his work day.
This is my first open VoIP.
Quentin agrees with that idea. X2180 plays beat music for the rest of the work day. Grizzly,
this
is the best open VoIP I've heard all day.
Hello? thank you.
Thank you.
XDDDDD. I love you too. Lol. What is the VoIP that reads the text?
Mm-hmm.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
https://jiffy.com/explore/patrick-i-love-you.
Just a computer generated from our chat.
Hello.
Maybe I speak. Earl's show not be read.
Exactly.
Text to speech software, imitating something open source. Low, Earl's.
Neither should URLs be pronounced as Earl's LOL.
Sorry.
Somebody sold us a meeting.
Umfeo the snort.
My name is Earl.
Love the show, by the way.
Do something about what?
Mispronouncing URLs.
Quintin, yay, Claudium, that was a good show. But I noticed RLY Longping, if I said something, it comes in 20 seconds F.
79 seem first.
Exactly.
That's a feature, not a bug. Just ask Earl.
The joys of the internet. Quentin plus plus.
Claudian plus plus Quentin up to one.
Yeah, that happens with OpenVoIP.
How else is on OpenVoIP?
Good afternoon.
No, Quentin is positive.
Hi, Claudium.
What have you done, Claudium?
Claudium quarantines Quentin.
Hello, everybody. Know you.
Ay.
If there is some money on the call, Y or don't have it at some la ville S.
79 seems speaking with them.
Hey, GTC.
Quentin respectfully asks for, so I can stay negative.
Hello, Jeff.
Quentin.
Claudium, Quentin down to zero.
Hey.
Jeff, Quentin down to minus one.
I have a question.
Quentin, thanks you both.
Quentin was Switzerland for a moment.
Mm-hmm. Hello, X2180. Nice to meet you all.
Hello?
How have you been, GTC?
That's too much pressure. I mean, be a whole country. No thanks.
X2180++.
Claudium plus plus X2180 up to 64.
X2180 is 64-bit.
Nice.
Claudio, mas.
X2180++ Claudium up to 257.
Open void 929299. I'm 256 bits.
No number for OpenVoid. I just know the extension for an S.
Hey, GTC 1977.
How many people are now on 1,088?
Dio, error.
Hif, Sammy. As today is my first day after paid leave, and being in the office we...
79 seem right now, I should say I could be better. But I am fine, thanks.
Jeff, I think it was just announced LMAO.
I called in before and it's announced very so often.
BRB.
Oh yeah. I can't understand some of those announcements.
Okay, stepping away to do some final work and I'll be right back.
LMAO.
The rando voice pick for each person is sorta great.
Claudio, go to Android, pone voice.
LMAO. Quentin Chortles.
Chortles. So one like Chortles.
That strong tea was perfect on Chortles, just what I hoped for lol.
Don't.
Maybe some people hear what they want to hear.
Yeah, I can find the phone number anywhere in the wiki.
You mean a landline dial into SD at void? Quentin was just catcalled and likes it.
Yes, y Bolivia de numerto.
Come join 1088 XD. I would, but I'm in a Zoom meeting, muted, and working.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Itekus anoncedan dimes edit.
I'm back.
I'm back.
Lol.
What?
There are two other parties in this conference.
Wrong. Hello. 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 Who are you?
Hello? 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 Who are you?
Hello? Hello? Who are you? My audio was all broken, trying again.
What is the number?
There are two other parties in this conference.
I sync my MIPIC audio from my Beats and Repeats XD.
I don't have it, just the LIFM extension.
Is that Grizzly? Oh, my volume is too high.
Yes.
I'm use live.
Yes.
So did you get an answer for which shows, when is your new show? Do you hear me?
Yes, but I heard you twice.
Because you're listening in the... what are you using to connect?
Line phone.
Oh,
line phone.
So when you
use... Oh, sorry. I think on right phone, on website.
Yeah, so
that's why tab.
There are three other parties in this conference.
Now it's okay. Now it's okay.
So did you, when you're asking for a new show by email, you can let them know which when you want to do it, so then it's easier for
the
them.
The show. Right. Yes. I post that I want a Monday on the hour.
So Monday there is between 1300 and 1500 is all open.
Yeah, yes.
Does that work? Where are you located?
18 hours.
I'm Germany.
5 minutes and 57 seconds. Dipiatri has joined on radio.
And you?
In Canada.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
What is your login on STF?
Oh, Jeff.
18 hours, 26 minutes, and 13
okay.
seconds. 11 listeners with a daily peak of 30 and 40 peak for the month.
Cool.
Hey, guys.
Hi, who's there?
Hello.
Hey, this is X2180.
You got the phone number.
Ah, okay. Hi.
Hi. Yeah.
I'm Grizzly.
Did you find the phone number, X2180?
Yeah, I found it in my history.
Really?
I was on open mic last time, and it was a 2 or 3 hour call, so I just called that number again, and it got the non-radio prompt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
I don't know why it's not anywhere on the wiki, or I was been searching through the wiki and things like that, so it should be really easy to find. Quentin is asking, is it really Jeff is like Jeff? And yeah, Jeff is like Jeff because it's a G-E-F. There's no U there, so it's not Geff. And you can search how to pronounce .com/Jeff if you want to try it out. I don't know. People seem to have a hard time with GEF. Have you been a long time on SDF, Grizzly, or you're just a new user?
I 6 months.
Okay.
Seagull Guthrie has joined on radio.
New. You can say I'm new.
How did you find out about SDF?
Tilde. Do you know Tilde? Tilde Wells?
Oh, yeah. Tilde?
Genau. From Tilde, I found then SDF.
Okay.
I have accounts on many Tildes.
Yeah, I saw your site with all the other accounts.
Yeah. And sorry for my English, by the way.
It's okay.
Okay, thanks.
We can use a bit of German. Genau.
My I love my new recognition.
Do you speak German?
Keyboard by Unicom.
A
little bit.
Yeah, I can't remember. Eins, Freund.
Eins, zwei, drei, vier, fünf.
Oh, see. Yeah. Okay, count a little bit.
Okay.
What was it? I had a few words. I lived in Berlin for 9 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So why?
Slowly getting. Oh, just traveling around, and our friend.
Oh, okay, cool.
Our friend
That's
was
nice.
Living in Sonnenallee, downtown Berlin, a big street there. And we were house sitting at first, and then just enjoying Berlin, the hacker space there, and the music scene.
You know, I really need to learn how to use a more advanced edit rooms.
Yeah, the most
79 seems
city
of nano
city in the world this day.
Yeah, I never Spain, in Berlin.
Counting in German, oh. See? Lolo,
no.
Wow.
Nur in Bayern.
Open
also da unten, da, unten Bavaria, Bayern.
Oh, you're from München. Bavaria? Like all the way down
there? Yes. Yes.
Are you close to Switzerland?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So, 200 kilometers from Switzerland.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you mostly speak German or other language too? Frances?
I'm born in Poland.
So ain't nothing wrong, oh, okay, with Nano.
I'm been in Germany side since 15 years now. Okay. Yeah.
So you speak Polish too?
I speak Polish, German, and a little bit English.
Oh yeah, pretty good English.
Yeah.
The most advanced features of my preferred editor are just
but
your key.
Learning now English.
Yeah, Quentin was making fun of me that I said I answered you in Spanish when we lived in Germany for a year. We went to Spain after that, and then people were talking to me in Spanish, and I was like, danke. I was like, oh no, gracias. I was like, my brain was completely messed up. It was I had all the German words come in all the time, and I couldn't make up. It was really funny. Yeah.
If I was in Poland last year, I used German language.
Uh-huh.
As my girlfriend say, we are in Poland, in Germany. Automatically, you use Germany, only not Polish.
Uh-huh.
This is normal.
So in Bavaria, is a lot of people speak English as well?
50-50.
Okay. Berlin, most people knew English. So.
Okay.
We were trying to practice our German.
No.
And they were like,
okay,
speak in English. I was like, okay.
¿Qué hora es?
¿Qué hora es?
That's
your Spanish.
Yeah. I'm learning Spanish for 2 weeks.
Oh, muy bien.
Yeah,
I speak French and a little bit Spanish. And when we travel down south in South America, then my Spanish is a little better. But when I'm around people speaking Spanish, it works a little better.
I never been in USA before.
Oh, you're not missing anything.
Okay.
When we were in Europe, we went to southern France, and then Berlin, and then Barcelona, and Spain, and yeah, it's you got everything you need in Europe.
I want to eat tacos now.
People in the chat wants to eat tacos now.
Or sushi.
Yeah, nano control W plus control X instead of WQOK, whatever is easy for.
Do you... I'm sorry, X21A. Do you have a radio show? You don't, eh?
You can just call me X or Mike.
Okay.
By the way, might be easier. X or Mike. Yeah. But no, I don't have a show. I was just playing some instruments a bit ago on open mic.
Yeah.
X Mike.
Yeah.
I requested now.
Did you participate in the Sin Battle Royal with the guitar?
Not yet. I would like to, if they will let me. I don't know really how this applies to the rules of SBR, because it has a lot of things already kind of set up, ready to go for performance. But the one of the rules is that, like, if you're going to perform on SBR, then you have to, like, start from scratch.
I would rather die.
So it's kind of like, well, starting from scratch with this thing, you just turn it on, and it's already kind of set up, ready to go. So I'm kind of torn on that one. I just want to practice it and see how it goes. on open mic instead of SBR.
Right, right, right.
Colon C.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the idea that it's not like you don't have a beat that's already pre-recorded and just running in the background. It's okay if your sound is pre-programmed, right? That you don't need to retweak all the sound. If it has to be kind of a compositional in a way that, you know, you come in and you set up your, you know, you set up your kick and your bass and all that, and then you can come in, so...
Right, I get it. I mean, I'm familiar with the whole the premise because I'm used to playing music in a studio with other musicians,
right.
And with the equipment that I have, like it's a one of the things is a Korg workstation. Which, I mean, to do that live performance, you can either do it one of two ways. You can use one of the default programs, kind of already set up, ready to play.
Right.
You don't have to even tweak anything. And then you can also use what it calls a sequencer, where you have to set up all the individual instruments, set up all the effects for each track.
Yeah.
And it does have like 12, or no, it has like 16 tracks. So you can have each one doing a different instrument.
So that's within the guitar itself?
No, it's not even the guitar. The guitar is another instrument.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so how I've been using the SBR is really like my drum machine is empty. My synth only has one. We can kind of start there and then build it up from scratch.
Yeah, I was talking about the Korg. That's the one with all the tracks. You can lay down the tracks and put. You can even record them and you play them and record them and play them back and. Play down, like record other tracks, that kind of thing, depending on how much memory you give it. That thing is a workstation all of its own. Like, it can completely work all by, like, independently, all on its own. Don't even need a computer. Just record whatever comes out of that, and that's your recording, you know. And then there's the guitar, which is a different kind of animal. That is made for live performance. It's single purpose built for live performance. It can work in a studio for recording, but it has a lot of stuff built in to kind of help amplify its ability to perform. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, what I would suggest is just like if you could like only use the guitar and maybe like a looper or something like that, you know, and then you kind of build in your whole song without using, you know, another kind of a backtrack or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I want to try to experiment with in open mic while not doing SBR, you know. I'd rather test it out in my open mic and see what might be reasonable or, you know, maybe I can loosen up on one aspect of it here because there's a lot of technical things going on, especially with the Korg. And then I have the Korg and then I have these two Chaos pads.
Okay.
And they are just pads. And both of the pads are oscillators.
Chaos pad is that? Is it a chaos? There's one of the chaos pad, chaos oscillator, the one that can loop and it has four bank.
Yeah, well, they both have that.
Yeah.
The difference is that one generates sound and the other one processes sound, effects.
Yeah, I had the second one there for a long time and I'd love looping on it and just adding effect to whatever is coming in. And it's even have a drum track in these Korg, Korg pads. Yeah,
they're great machines.
Yeah,
the one of them is the Chaos Pro Plus, and the other one is, just Chaos Pad, KP3 Plus.
Yeah, I had the Chaos Pro Plus. Yeah, that's really fun. Yeah, like what would work for Sin Battle Royal is like the guitar with the Pro 3, and then you start looping some of your what you play live with the guitar, and then compose, you know, from having like a bass section, and then riffing on that or something like that. So then it's all created on the spot.
Hey,
so
all.
It's not like pre-made, you know, from a.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, that's how I view it myself, and other people view it differently, I'm sure. But so far, what I've seen is people are kind of programming Like nobody's using a drum loop sample that has a fill effect, right? People are kind of clicking in, which makes the music a little simpler as well. Like it's not like the composition
or
not
VoIP,
like
929-299-1269
drum and loops and things like that. But it also creates this
JTC
live performance and live composition that's a lot different and pretty important stuff.
So yeah, okay. So as far as drums go, the keytar does not have a drum machine, and that's odd for a Roland keyboard. I had another Roland keyboard and it did have a drum machine, and you could kind of work with the drum like fill-ins too. But with the Korg, it has a drum machine as well, but it basically just gives you like styles of drums and drum sets to use, which are pretty easy to set up. You know, I could set that up pretty quickly and just work with that as far as the drum machine goes.
Right.
And then use the loopers for the keytar, you know, or use basic instruments on the Korg, like a piano or an organ.
Right. What's the Korg workstation you're using?
It's an M50.
M50? Want to check it
out. Yeah, it's a little dated, but it's still pretty capable.
Yeah, these are beasts. I had a friend that had one of these, and it just like it could just like do everything. Like felt like you could do cinematic like music for movies, or you could do like it just he had so much stuff. He had a whole international section as well there with like all the tablas and everything, and it could play sitar right with the keyboard. It was just like, I don't know, these things are. Yeah. Oh, they're not very expensive either, right?
I don't think they would be now.
Yeah, that's what I was checking out. Fun device. I've never.
I don't know what they'd be worth now.
They are about $500.
Sounds about right. That's close to what I paid for it.
Okay.
I bought it new.
Oh wow. Okay.
Sudo's at SDF has left in an radio.
I got the Chaos Bass too. New, and that was like the last time I was able to get like one of them. I had an order directly from a musician's friend because the store I got one of them from, they ordered it and then whoever was going to buy it decided not to, so they just had it laying around and I recognized it from being around other musicians using those things, and I was like, well, how much do you want for that? So I bought that thing, and then the other part I had to get online.
Okay.
So apparently, Korg quit making them, and I'm not sure what they got replaced by.
Right. The Chaos Bad, you mean?
Yeah, the ones I got. Right. I mean, they might have gotten upgraded or something.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing any new version of these pads. There's the small guy because they did the small little I can't remember what they're called, but they're a little kind of. Not copy, but like a workable little effect thing that were pretty cool. The Chaosilator.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people with those.
Yeah, these are fun too. Yeah, it seems like they only have the Chaosilator Pro Plus nowadays in their product.
I like working with both of them at the same time. It's like they both are like their own beast, and you put them together, and it's like a whole other. Other animal.
Aha. Uh-huh. No, it's pretty powerful.
They both have loopers, and one of them generates sound, and the other one filters it. So it's like you can shape sound however you want.
Aha. Uh-huh. No, it's pretty much infinite. Like just with one, the Chaos Pad itself is already kind of such a nice beast you play with, and it just like, always on, like with, and I just had a microphone in it, and I had so much fun with that. So I can imagine the both together, how powerful that that can get.
Oh yeah, especially with one of them having a mic in it.
Aha, exactly. Yeah, because that'd be crazy to get the Chaos Guitar Pro, the Chaos Pad loop like connected, and then you get the keytar coming in into the sound, whether before or after the. Okay, yeah, later, and yeah, that could creep a lot.
Yeah, I could see the Korg, like as far as SBR goes, I could use the cord to set up some basic instruments, like a bass line, basic drum beat, and then maybe a rhythm track or something, and just loop all those instruments together and then do like a lead with the keytar.
Open void. 299-1269.
I need to record something with that kind of design. Uh-huh. So it definitely.
Yeah, I should be in the SDR this week. I couldn't be last week, and I missed it. I was like, no. Well, I was doing something else. I didn't miss it, but so.
It's like every Friday evening, right?
Sorry?
I mean, I'm Central Time. The SDR is every Friday, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm on the coast. Well, not on the coast, but...
Bless you!
Thank you. Sorry for that. Tried to cover the mic, but I wasn't quick enough.
No problem.
Do you play any synthesizer or Grizzly?
No.
No music?
I'm playing with Mix.
Yeah.
MX. XXX.
Yeah, a lot of us using that on radio.
I'm only... I'm working in front end and dev and programming. The whole day is only programming for me.
Okay.
JavaScript.
Oh, JavaScript, eh?
Mm-hmm. React.
Right.
React. Oh. How you spell this? React.
React.
Yeah, genau. Yes.
React. Yeah.
React. Word. What? React.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do web design myself.
And Node.js. And Node.js.
React.
And Node.js. Node.
Oh, Node. Node.js. Yeah. Nice.
Node.
Yeah, they're good language to
mm-hmm.
to know.
And easy. For back end, Node.js or
yeah.
Restify.
Okay.
Do you know Restify?
No.
Wait. I post this.
Okay, it's Node with the rest.
Right. Yeah.
Restify. React.
Restify for backend.
Yep.
And React for frontend.
Nice. That's fun.
Yeah. Can I post my recent game? Do you want my recent game?
Sure, let's check it out.
This is a little bit stupid. Yeah, this is a really stupid game, but okay.
Jesus, free BSD can be a pain in the ass, Augustus. https://score.qxz.github.io/find-hidden-number/
On GitHub. Because of...
Bimodemax, that's
leaking
GitHub
action.
Me. Should I use an X or saw?
This rebuild my war code to GitHub page.
Uh-huh.
This is really, really cool from GitHub.
Yeah. The game is it's a little lame.
Do you know this channel of YouTube? That is from YouTube. Fasilisilium. Wait. I post it. Right. I post this this video. Fuck it. I mix Germany with English. This is my problem.
https://www.youtube.com/watch?
This game was made from this video.
Okay.
Sorry. I know this is spam. Sorry.
No, it's fine. When we're talking about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the game that you have there created. Oh, okay. It's from the Prisoner Riddle.
Veritasium. Or how you spell it? Veritasium.
I don't know.
Right.
I need to run. I need to go cook for the family. But it was fun to talk to you, Mike and Grizzly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to hearing your guitar setup, and looking forward for your show, Grizzly.
Yo, thanks.
All right.
Have a good day. Have a good day, night, or something.
Sounds good. All right, chat on later.
Thank you. You are very kind. What was that? What is a music?
Yo.
Hello. You are the XXX2180.
I'm sorry, I didn't cut out or something. I didn't hear what you said.
Are you the X2180?
X2180, yeah, that's me.
Ah, okay. Cool. Thanks. Hello.
Hello.
I'm Grizzly. Thank you for releasing the slot.
Sure. Thanks for playing. It's always fun to share the radio.
Maybe.
I tried to get on open mic before, and there was no listeners, there was nobody, and that was later in the evening, so.
Okay.
I'm not used to it being so many people around the show in the morning.
That's weird. Every time, everyone listening to your show, maybe you are showing on your slot, not on your actually radio. We have two slots. And one slot when you send the music, and slot who the people listening. Wait, I'm posting this. I know it's a little bit weird.
Yeah, there's
here
two open mics and open voice.
No. radio.net/8010/.
This is actual radio http://, and radio.
Brown, you have two poles.
00/
89 and 80.
Open void.
Oh,
929 1269.
Yeah, there's 80, 10, and 8,000. I think one of them is for open mic, and the other one is for if you're an actual DJ.
No. That's two iCast server. This is pretty good, because one server manage the connection, and the second server is the server that publish the source to people. This is really good.
Well, I just have been following the instructions on the open mic page.
This is why on 810 you have only one listener, because the iCast server 2 listen to iCast 1. I don't really.
I just posted the instructions I used for open mic.
No. I want to say how it works.
You mean like how the technology works?
Yeah, behind the scenes.
It's basically just TCP streams.
Nice.
Sorry?
One server listen to our streams, on the second server stream. As the switch between the second server switch between the slots automatically.
Yeah, you might be missing something, because those are two different ports on the same server. And if you're streaming, then their traffic is either going in or it's going out. So if you're DJing, then you're listening to a different port than you would be if you're listening.
Yes, exactly. You can have two server on one server.
One server, but two different ports running from the same application.
Yes.
Great. Yes.
I have set up myself. I cast myself for 5 years ago, and I have the same solution how now Anon Radio have. I have two iCast server too.
Cool. I used to have a Shoutcast server, but I let that one shut down.
Yeah, I'll do it.